refrigerator door open. NC9B, bubble.
A good morning, and you're sipping on that nice hot cup of coffee this morning. Is it cold enough out here? You're gonna need it.
Yes, sir. It's very cold out here this morning. I definitely need something warm going on.
A little bit of snow last night. 21 degrees at the house when I left this morning. Man, it's cool, but it took 12 miles for my truck to warm up, whereas it's actually got some heat coming out now. So, I guess we're going to get the day going. The only sad thing is I got to get to work and warm up another truck.
Having to work today.
I guess I'm semi-retired. I retired from my other job and been retired for 5 years. I'm just going in, I work one or two days a week, so today's a work day. They asked me if I'd work yesterday, so I told them I would. I'm a flex driver, so kind of make my own hours. They call me and ask me if I want to work, and I say no. That's it. Like yesterday, I had to go pick up the mother-in-law, bring her back from she's actually coming from Charleston, and we met the family over in Columbia yesterday, and shuttled her back up to the house. Told her, you better bring your woolies and your heavy jacket, heavy coat, because you're going to need it. But she's up at the house now, and all snuggled in. And, you know, somebody's got to work and make a little bit of money for my toys.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Get the way you can, all of my immediate family has just passed away over the last few years, so just getting together this year with my wife's nephews and a few of them. We're going to go down to Georgia in a couple weeks and celebrate Thanksgiving with them.
Your audio's a little low on that, and you've got a little bit of noise coming in with your signal. I don't know if it's the cold weather affecting the repeater, because normally you're in there pretty strong. But you're kind of like me. You got a low, deep voice, and my hearing's not what it used to be. So I guess spending years at the pistol range and having sirens above your head and everything, they kind of frown upon that nowadays. But, family's a good thing. I understand the older you get, the more you lose. Unfortunately, there's a time for all of us.
Yeah, I may not have been close enough to the microphone. A few weeks back, somebody said I was kind of garbled and like I was overdriving it a little bit.
Not sure. Is this a new microphone or the one you used to have? I mean, is it the same one?
I might need to do a little work on the antenna. I got a small beam out there, and the wind has kind of turned it in the wrong direction.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you're in there. Just a little bit of waver on the signal. Just to definitely detect the waver. It's not affecting your audio at all. But, I don't know. Just gonna get that microphone up there and talk into it. That's what I thought I used to tell my grandkids. Come on, talk like you got something on there, son. They hate when I say that.
Okay, well, that's fairly close to the microphone now, and I am kind of stretched out in a relaxed position here. I got an old recliner right beside the radio, so I was just about to doze off when I heard you hit me.
Leave the house, I heard somebody key up the radio. I don't know if that was you or... I know normally when I leave the house, you're usually in there throwing your call sign out, but there's no real need for me to come back to you because I'm So in and out of the repeater up at that part of the mountain, that part of the county. So I usually just wait till I get past the state line there.
Be careful out there. There might be some other guys out and about this morning. Just kind of surprised I was able to, you know, find somebody at all. So be careful on the road if you got a, you know, been hanging around North Carolina, because I did, you know, like you said, they had that on Channel 13 about the roads freezing back up. Hit you in later.
Yeah, they put brine down on the road up there, the mountain. I didn't hit any brine until I got the U.S. Highway 64 over the Chimney Rock, and they put brine down all the way down 64, which I'm not really happy about, because it does cause rust in your car, but especially this morning, because there's not enough snow in the road to do anything. I know Madison County and Haywood County, they got hit pretty good. Stay home, Dave. Snow day for the schools up there, I'm sure. But good talking to you this morning, Dave. Jump in there and get your second cup of coffee and come on back. NC9V, 73.
NC9V, KN4, GTM.
Goodness. Wow. KN4, GTM, NC9V. Good morning, son.
I'm on here every morning. I just don't talk.
Gums are flapping. Sorry I missed you the other day. That was not good scheduling, I guess. But, I don't know. Whitney said they had a great time at the party. Plenty of girls and plenty of fun.
I took my welder over to his dad. His dad's an electrical engineer, and just got to try and figure out what's going on with it.
Come up to any conclusions?
It's late in the day for him. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he don't do much.
You're pushing nap time about that time in C9B.
4GTM.
A mobile radio? That's good.
8800.
Good. To the Ford. You dodging or moving forward? yeah. Oh, well, good. It's up good. You got radios on both now?
I do. It's just this has got the good antenna and the other truck doesn't.
Well, I've got that mag mount. It's got the other diamond antenna on it. And on this truck, I'm going to move it back to the toolbox again, but it's maybe on a different mount. Your grandmother at the house?
That's good. Rod, good.
Was in good spirits. You know, he went and got a, what is it, Infiniti. And got Amy a new car, I guess.
In about a year now, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, he drove it up. And, of course, Paula, she had like 8 bags.
He's good.
See you, Nora. You know where you're working today, or you have got your assignments yet? I didn't even bring my HD. I don't have a radio to put in the truck.
I'm putting one in the work truck again. It's too hard on antennas.
It's too hard to keep up with the stuff you put in there. And, you know, it's like today, I'm driving a different truck. So, you know, it's just, if it don't work by a cigarette lighter plug, you probably ain't going to get in the truck, that's for sure.
Anybody talked to this morning, I think everybody's on vacation.
I was talking about his 4-day weekend through Veterans Day. then, yeah, I don't imagine Eric and them working. How did Eric work see when he goes in? But if you heard that, I didn't say it. And I don't know. Is the BMW working today? They might to give them people off too. And that'd be Anthony.
Everybody's just trying to burn a little bit of vacation they got for the end of the year.
That's about it. But, yeah, you working on Veterans Day and not working on Veterans Day. What's up with that? It's cold up there.
Would have been veterans, I guess.
Your buddy's up off the driveway the other day. Me and Mama just sat there on the couch watching TV, and there's a whole gaggle of deer down at the bottom of the driveway.
Get the bill?
Right, rifle season yet.
He's not worried about salt and pepper.
I hear you there. Papa got some pork chops the other day. I don't know if I cooked those on the Bell Grill or not. Make me hungry. I stopped giving me a biscuit this morning. Ian's then doing a strategy. Doing a strategy run.
Do what I'm doing yet. Hopefully I get to see some snow, though.
I don't know if you want to see that rock truck. That's a big thing. You get that part of the mountains there.
All day yesterday.
Yeah, what county?
It was flurrying pretty good most of the day up there in Landrum.
I was in Columbia. I was in Amfest, Stone Mountain Amfest was pretty good. Ended up spending $30 down there. A little battery box with USB-C chargers. Regular cigarette lighter charger, voltage indicator. I mean, nice little box. Got two little, two top posts where you can put some clamps on it. You don't have to take the top off the box. If you want to jump a car off or operate your winch on the utility trailer without having to hook up that long cable.
That's good.
If you need to barter something, you got to. Just take the battery box with you, put the clamps on them two posts, and do your winch. Get together so I go over your engineer's house there, see what he's got.
Let's do that Saturday, because he needs to get a lot of that shit out of there.
He'll get all that stuff out of there. Yeah. I hear you. Wasn't thinking, volunteered for something I didn't need to probably volunteer for, but he's got a lot of trees. We didn't get anything done.
What happens?
Ford, over at Hendersonville, over that way, stop by and see your sister. She's working at Griffin's.
So if you, remember how my schedule is, but I ain't.
All that money you're making.
The more you make, the more you spend.
Money? Yeah. Diesel here, $3.49. $3.15 in Hendersonville.
Yesterday at Walmart, right there by the house, and $2.93 a gallon.
Walmart's the cheapest I've seen. I mean, it even beats, what is that? Mikey Jacks, Jackson Mike's, whatever his name is.
Stick to where they got the newer tanks.
They wouldn't sell you bad fuel.
Yeah, I hear that.
You gotta tell them to turn the gas tanks off because you're selling bad gas. This is five cars broke down the interstate.
Well, I'm here at work, so I'll let you go. KN4 GTM. 73.
Good news, son. Good to talk to you. Hopefully catch up with you soon. Get bored later on today. Keep hollering. KN4 GTM in C9B. Perfect timing, by the way. Another 3 minutes, I'll be at the office. 73, son.